The movie is so, it's really a sweet but kind of like tearjerker movie because you go through seeing that throughout the movie you see that Holly is really taking care of her mother. And the mom tries and tries and tries, but she keeps falling in the same trap of going through boyfriends and going for the complete wrong type of guy. And so finally they've moved about 8 times in their life and they're so used to it. And Holly doesn't have security. She doesn't have friends. She doesn't have this. She doesn't have that. And they get to New York and she starts to meet friends and she meets a boy. And then she starts getting a little freaked out because she's never had that before. She starts pushing it away, exactly what her mother would do. And then everything kind of falls in place and she's like, I want to stay here. And her goal is to find her mom the perfect man. And you can go see the movie to find out if she does. My character's name is Holly, and she's a really different, cool, artistic, free-spirited girl. And she's grown up with not much security in her life because of how much they travel. So it's not like she has things that she's used to, and she's become a little bit jaded in like in not a bad way, but just in a way where she doesn't let herself get too close to things. Heather Locklear plays my mom, and she's such a nice, like genuinely nice person. And there's just some people where you can just see it in their eyes that they're so sincere and so nice, and that's how Heather is. And she's so much fun to be around, and she works so hard. Like I see her on set going over her lines all the time, rehearsing by herself, and she always is so prepared and very professional, and I love working with her. And what who could get a cooler mom than Heather Locklear? That's just awesome. She's beautiful. Chris is very funny, and when I first met him the first day, we kind of just like started playing all these games together, and we play this game where we stand with our feet together and we hold our hands up like this, and we try and push each other over, and whoever takes the first step back loses, or the first step forward like starts to fall, and he's huge. He's so much bigger than me. I'm like 5'1". He's like 6 something, and he always ended up winning that game, which kind of made me mad. But then I always beat him in thumb war. But I bet he'll never admit that. I worked with him on my movie A Cinderella Story, and I also he did a couple episodes of Lizzie McGuire, and we're really close, and we really understand how each other works and stuff. And he's a really great director, and I love working with him.